Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Steve Norman reporting. White House officials say the Obama administration is launching an immediate review of its support for the Saudi-led coalition fighting in Yemen. Following an airstrike Saturday that killed more than 140 mourners at a funeral in Sana'a that left at least 500 others wounded. Most accounts of that incident said the devastation was caused by missiles fired by one or more warplanes, possibly the most damaging attack since the Saudi air campaign in Yemen began in March of 2015. Saudi Arabia denied any involvement in the incident and says it plans to launch an investigation into the attack. Russia has vetoed a draft UN Security Council resolution seeking to end the deadly bombing of the Syrian city of Aleppo. It is the fifth time in 5 years that Moscow has used its veto to block UN action aimed at stopping the bloodshed in Syria. David Pressman, Deputy U.S. Ambassador to the United Nations, on the situation in Aleppo.
The UN Special Envoy has warned the city will be completely destroyed by the end of the year. And we know the cause. The airstrikes conducted by Russia and the Assad regime are the cause.
The United States and its European allies have been trying to isolate Russia over its actions in Syria. German police are searching for a suspect identified as 22-year-old Jaber al-Bakr after receiving intelligence that he was planning a bombing attack. Al-Bakr is from Syria and is unclear right now whether he was among 1 million asylum seekers who entered the country last year. Series of attacks at Germany this summer, Islamic State claiming two of them. This is VOA News. A weakened Hurricane Matthew is nearing the end of its week-long charge through Caribbean islands and along the U.S. Atlantic coast after killing nearly 1,000 people, most of them in Haiti. Matthew also flattened communities and wrecked agriculture in the Dominican Republic, Jamaica, Cuba, and the Bahamas. U.S. military spokesperson Peter Cook says the U.S. Defense Chief Ash Carter has ordered an American response to needs in Haiti and other parts of the Caribbean.
In response to the hurricane's impact in the Caribbean and a request from the U.S. Agency for International Development, Secretary Carter has granted approval for Southcom to expend up to $11 million of overseas humanitarian, disaster, and civic aid funds to provide disaster relief support, including transportation support in the Caribbean, airfield and port assessments, as well as airfield operations support.
At last note, the hurricane's center was 100 kilometers off the U.S. East Coast, moving slowly out into the Atlantic in a twisting path taking it well east of any populated areas. Sustained winds are at about 120 kilometers per hour. That is half as strong as they were a week ago when the storm steadily diminishing in strength. Morocco's Islamist Justice and Development Party has won the largest number of seats in the country's new parliament, but will need to form a coalition government with similar parties since it lacks a majority. Edward Uranian has the story.
Moroccan Interior Minister Mohamed Hassad announced the results of the elections for a new parliament Saturday, indicating that outgoing Prime Minister Abdelilah Bankeran's Justice and Development Party had won 125 seats out of 395. Moroccan TV showed residents of the capital Rabat applauding and cars honking in the streets after the announcement of preliminary election results. The party won a plurality but not a majority and will have a difficult time forming a coalition government, say many analysts. Edward Uranian for VOA News, Cairo.
In U.S. politics, Republican presidential candidate Donald Trump has tweeted he will never drop out of the race and said news media and the establishment are trying to thwart his candidacy with the release of a 2005 video recording of Trump making lewd remarks about women. Mr. Trump and his Democratic opponent, Hillary Clinton, are due to appear together in the second of three debates. VOA will carry live coverage of that beginning at 1 hour Universal Time tomorrow. Find that at voanews.com.
That's the latest world news from VOA.